Welcome to Talent Hub Talk. I am Ben Duncombe, and on this podcast, I will be interviewing prominent and inspirational figures from both the local ANZ and global Salesforce Ohana. In this episode, I'm joined by Sebastian Wagner from Flow Republic. Sebastian and I discuss virtual dreaming, which is coming up this weekend. Sebastian highlights seven of the sessions that he feels everyone will get lots of value from. Virtual Dreaming is looking like a great event. The lineup looks incredible, and there's still some time to register. So if you haven't, please make sure you do. And if you do like this episode and the episodes that you've been hearing over the last few weeks, please make sure that you do subscribe, because we have some really exciting episodes coming up again soon. This episode of Talent Hub Talk is sponsored by our friends from Flow Republic. Flow Republic is a Salesforce Architect Academy that works with individuals and businesses to upskill and prepare Salesforce architects for the CTA review board. They also have a number of other offerings, including coaching and guiding on areas such as soft skills, consulting, and design training. Flow Republic are some of the brightest minds in the Salesforce ecosystem and have a proven track record of developing Salesforce professionals and helping architects to reach their goal of becoming a Salesforce CTA. To find out more about the value they can add, please check out flowrepublic.com. Seb, welcome back.
Hey, good to see you again.
Second appearance on Talent Hub Talk. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So we've got an interesting chat today. We're going very specific on an event that's coming up, virtual dreaming. And you have informed me that it was always planned to be virtual, which I wasn't aware of. I thought they'd kind of wrapped all this up since COVID. But yeah, that's coming up in a week or so's time.
Yeah, so virtual dreaming is due to take place on the 16th and 17th of May. And as you said, the end was always intended to be virtual. And I have to admit, like when they had reached out to me a couple of months ago, I was like a virtual event. But it kind of seems to be the new reality. And I think we have to give the team an applause to be that visionary.
Sure. Yeah, most definitely. So obviously with more and more events going virtual now, like Dreamforce, I think it's kind of the norm. But these guys have obviously put it in place, and you know, in one way, I hope it goes really well. In another, I hope we do see in person events again in the future. But yeah, excited to see how it all pans out. And it's a 24-hour event. There's no break. It's 24 hours straight.
Exactly. So the guys, the event starts on Saturday the 16th at I think 11 a.m. Eastern time. And it literally runs through Sunday morning, and people can just drop in and drop out into the sessions as they like. And I think they're going to use Zoom, or at least that's my last understanding. I hope they will tell me before I'm supposed to give the talks.
Yeah. So what are you kind of looking forward to? Like what should we be aware of about the event?
I think one of the really great things about the event is the fact that they have created four different tracks. So there is an architect track. Obviously, I'm a CTA and a trainer. I'm very much interested in that one. But there are also great sessions in the developer track as well as the admin track. And there's also one around specialties, so quality. How can you actually create like a better work environment, being more inclusive in your workplace as well as in your project. So I think they kind of found a good mix. And what they have done is they've reached out to, I would say, quite a good bunch of people that are pretty well known in the ecosystem, and everybody's kind of participating and bringing their expertise in.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to stay more aware of events that are happening globally now that a lot of kind of user groups and things are virtual, but the lineup looks pretty incredible. And it's great to see so many people pulling together and kind of getting involved and being involved when it's so important right now to give people something to look forward to. So what kind of events or sessions do you think people should be paying a lot of attention to?
I mean, it very much depends on where you want to go in your career. But what I've done is I've actually looked into Agenda, which is publicly available, and I've kind of curated seven talks where I think those are extremely relevant for everybody. A quick caveat, like two of those are mine, and it's less about self-promotion, but kind of run those talks a couple of times there to Dreamforce and TDX, and people are really glad to have attended those, which is why I've included them. In terms of the talks that are absolutely worth attending is, first of all, one called Five Secret Weapons of a Great Architect. This is one of my talks, and it's really about like what are some of the tools that are extremely helpful that you may not necessarily be aware of or not fully conscious aware of. And what we're going to do is in a 20-minute session, we're kind of going to explore a real-world scenario and how you can utilize those tools to kind of drive your project success throughout the entire lifecycle. So that's definitely a great one. I think at Dreamforce, I had like a rating of 4.3 in the architect theater, which was not too bad.
Sure. So is that one specifically, would you say that's best for people that are already operating as an architect or aspiring to be there? Like where would you position that?
To be honest, the title says to become a great architect or like of a great architect, but I've kind of laid out the talk that it's beneficial for everybody who is kind of involved in creating and building solutions to kind of get better understanding of the overall context as well as how to actually make sense of some of those requirements in it and really enrich the information that they're getting. The other one, and I'm sorry that it's another one of mine, but I'm kind of starting pretty early on Saturday because we're also a sponsor and we're kind of going to be busy throughout the day. So the other one that I'm going to be talking about is Powerful Soft Skills for Admins, Developers, and Architects. And that's really a talk where we're going to take a step back from all the technical knowledge and all the certifications, and we're really going to look into what are the essential soft skills that we need as professionals in order to, first of all, understand ourselves better, make sense of what our clients are telling us, how we're going to make decisions, and how do we solve problems in general, and of course, how we communicate, so active listening, different kinds of question techniques is what we're going to explore. And here again, instead of going try and just breaking those topics down into bullet points, we're really going to look into a scenario which will help us to really understand the impact and the power of those soft skills.
And I would say, based on my assessment of a lot of job seekers right now, a lot of people are thinking, right, I'm looking for a job, or I'm soon going to be looking for a job. I'm going to jump on Trailhead, and that's my main focus. And I think a lot of people are forgetting the soft skill side of how you present yourself. And there's so much more than just the technical skills when you're progressing in your career. So that's definitely one as well that I would highlight as being really, really important.
Yeah, absolutely. To be fair, I mean, both talks are really designed in a way that you come join me, we're going to make those really engaging, and what you learn you can take away and apply right away the next day, whether it's going to be a weekend. So probably on Monday you can apply it on your daily job.
Sure. Yes.
So those were the two ones that I'm starting with. Missy Longshore is going to give a talk at 6 PM EST. It's called Dare to Lead. And those of you who are familiar with Brené Brown, she's a very famous TED talker with 30 million views about the power of vulnerability. I'm sorry, powerful word, but hard to pronounce for me. and she's really going to talk about the different kinds of strategies and tactics for honest feedback, clear communication, how to delegate, and also how to understand your limits within a project context and how you can be an effective leader. So again, it's very much focused on soft skills. And I think regardless if you are a manager or if you're a team leader or whatsoever, or if you're an administrator or a developer, we all should have tried to develop a set of leader qualities that help us to really work better with our colleagues and our customers.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think, and that's often something people are looking for when they're looking at new hires, like not just can they do the role, but can they add value to the structure of the team and help us progress?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if you think about the value of knowledge that you can acquire through Google is not as big as the intrinsic skills that you're possessing. You know, that's why soft skills are so highly valued. And I think there's too much focus on badges and certifications and too little on how to create like a realistic skill set. But I mean, that's my perception. The next one at 7:30, we're going to have Carl Brundage. And for a lot of people, he's not an unknown contributor to the community. He's also a fellow CTA and a dear friend of mine. He's going to talk about 10 steps to build awesome artifacts. So what is this about? I mean, it doesn't matter what your role is, but you're most likely involved in creating diagrams, data models, like how systems interact or how functions interact. And I can tell from my experience as a coach as well as an instructor for self, as soon as you put someone in front of the whiteboard, they start sweating because people nowadays are just used to digital drawings. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, fair enough, you know, like that's mainly how we work. But he's really breaking down the techniques of how you create really information dense artifacts that you can use as a means of communication and to transmit meaning and reach shared agreements. And as you see, like I'm talking again about communication and et cetera, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I've picked those talks, because they are all very heavily centered on the soft skills that you need to develop.
Yeah, and that's really interesting, because I couldn't tell you how many times a company have interviewed someone and they've got a whiteboard in the room and they ask someone to stand up and you know, talk them through a solution on the whiteboard. Yeah. And even though the person knows the solution, they have the technical skills, they can present, as soon as there's a whiteboard involved or something where they actually have to refer to, it kind of all goes out the window. So I think it's important not to lose that touch.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I mean, to be honest, when I do coaching with my guys, so as soon as they start, they get a shopping list from me. And first item on the list is whiteboard and markers. No, just to
practice. Yeah, nice.
No. Good thing is nobody asks me to draw nowadays. So.
Maybe that's what we'll do on the next podcast. You can get up and do some drawing for us.
Yeah, of course. Like what was the name of the guy, Bob Ross? Like the crazy guy.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is yet.
I'm going to become the Bob Ross of self-care. I mean, like, look at my hair. You know, it's so we're getting a good direction. Good, but coming back to our talks, another CTA is going to talk about human-centered design thinking for architects, and it's going to be Yannis. Yannis was with you on your show. He's one of my fellow CTA coaches within Flow Republic, and I think you mentioned you actually placed him in his previous role, didn't you?
I did, yes. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's very well respected here, well, globally, right? But in ANZ, he's one of the go-to guys. I think people have a lot of respect for Yannis, so that's good to hear that he's involved.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, he's just a great guy, if you know him personally as well. But yeah, it's going to be about human-centered design thinking. Again, like the title is for architects, but I think it's going to be valuable for every kind of participant to bring our focus to our fellow humans for who we are designing our solutions. You know, doesn't matter what industry you're working in, or like what industry you're implementing your project for. After all, it's about the people who are going to use the application. And Salesforce is talking a lot about user adoption, but how do you make sure that your user adoption is high? You need to bring in your human-centered design. And I think it's great that Yannis is going to spend 40 minutes of really talking through some of those challenges that you're facing in the design thinking process and how you can drive the best outcomes.
And on that, do you see that as being something that a lot of architects perhaps struggle with, the human center? Because like, a lot of them might be great technically and have the soft skills, but then actually when they're thinking about how the solution impacts a user, is that something that can be a challenge?
I think yes and no. It kind of depends on the experience of the architect, to be fair. You know, like take for instance, me, I used to work as a presales engineer. So I used to stand in front of the customer and kind of discuss with them really what we would be building with. But if you have someone who is less client facing and kind of gets the requirements, it becomes very abstract sometimes. So what I see is that there is definitely needs in the ecosystem to improve our design thinking process, you know? Because a lot of the mistakes that we make, and I'm no exception there, I've done plenty of mistakes in my life as well, really occur because we didn't really think about the implications.
Next up.
Yeah, oh my God, we're not done yet. So at 2 a.m. Eastern time, another CTA, he's a senior program architect for Salesforce, Arjun Kramer. He's going to talk about customer-centric digital transformation. It might sound a little bit similar to what Yannis is going to talk about around design thinking, but what he's doing, so Arjun is going to talk about the importance of empathy and how we can actually design the interactions that we're going to take as frictionless as possible. And I was told that he's going to bring a couple of other trailblazers in from Salesforce to kind of make this an even more interactive session. And I think one of the key reasons to attend is everybody talks about digital transformation. I think less people actually know about what does it actually mean and entail. So I think it's definitely going to be valuable to attend that session, architect or no architect.
Yeah, I think that gets the term digital transformation gets thrown around quite a lot.
it's been a buzz topic for a while, so it'll be really good to get an insight from someone at that level operating in Salesforce to understand what that means to them.
Absolutely. By the way, here's a tip for anybody who's going to take the CTA exam. Digital transformation is a buzzword. Like, hands down, be very careful in your presentation or QA when you're throwing around buzzwords. The judges will start pulling you on that.
They'll try and test your knowledge of what it is you're exclaiming it is?
Yeah, pretty much. They're trying to call you bluff.
Yeah, nice. Well, not nice for the person whose bluff is being called, but...
it's a tough bugger, isn't it? Good. Hey, but last but not least, Rupesh Baita from India, he's an MVP and I think a Salesforce veteran of 12, 15 years. We probably started around the same time. He's going to wrap up the event with a talk, developer to consultant, to the consulting mindset, as the talk is labeled. And it's really going to be about being able to take different kinds of perspectives, being a stakeholder or partner or a client. Yeah? So how can we actually navigate the dynamics that arise from the different kinds of relationships that we are having with those kind of participants? And also, what are the key attributes of a consulting mindset? So I think especially valuable for someone who kind of wants to transition from client to a consulting partner, or even someone who wants to raise their profile within a client organization, possessing a consulting mindset is definitely highly valuable, and it's definitely one of those talks that I would attend.
Yeah, and Rupesh is a great guy. He came on our podcast at Dreamforce last year, mm-hmm. and someone that gives so much back to the community in terms of getting across India to events, talking about this topic, and very, very passionate about that, and that comes across in how he talks about it.
Oh yeah, he's an amazing guy. I was actually with him on a session on Saturday. Because I wanted to see how they're actually working in India and kind of how they're upskilling each other. It's very, very impressive. I mean, like, he spends a decent amount of his free time on kind of giving back to the community.
Yeah, for sure. So that's the seven topics?
Those are the seven talks. Yeah, you didn't count, did you?
I know. but I mean, I'm glad you've chosen all of them, because I think I haven't seen the content, but I think they're really valuable to lots of different audiences.
So, I mean, what's also definitely worth considering for Virtual Dreaming is all of the different other talks that are going to take place. So, as I said, there's an agenda available at virtualdreaming.com where people can actually look into that. But there's also going to be a couple of activities around that. So there are going to be plenty of CTA panels where I think you're going to moderate them.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, yeah. It's all being planned at the moment. But yeah, I'm excited for that. Thank you for recommending me in there.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be great to have you in there, because I think from all of the people in the ecosystem, you've probably talked to the most CTAs without working with them. So we have a couple of those. There are going to be, I think, 9 or 10 CTAs in total now attending. What we're also trying to do at the moment is organizing some one-to-one consultations, which might be a little bit tricky with the number of attendees. That's going to happen. And there's also going to be an FXChange demo jam worth looking into.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. And I think also you mentioned potentially some prizes, which everyone loves. So hopefully that all comes to fruition.
Yeah, people love prizes, huh? No, absolutely. The organizers are kind of looking into a couple of things at the moment, and let's see what they're going to come up with. I mean, we as Flow Republic, we are thinking about offering a couple of things as well, kind of chipping into that, but it really depends on the format and how this is going to look like.
Yeah, nice. And just moving on to Flow Republic, what's happening in your world now since we last caught up?
Wow, I mean, there has been quite a lot of dynamics. It has been 6 months now.
Okay. Yeah, it must be a good 6 months.
I mean, the last 6 months have been really great. We've kind of increased our footprint. I had started, like when I say we, you know, it was always funny because it was a one-man show. We increased our footprint. We have Yannis on board as a CTA coach. We have Donna Popper from Germany who's going to be coaching candidates. We've got a really impressive client list with major GSIs working with us and kind of helping the internal architect base to upskill. And what we're going to do during, oh my God, I forgot the most important person. So we're actually lucky enough to get Andrea Maliska. She's an instructional designer. It's been like 15-year track record and used to be the director of education for Conga, you know.
Okay.
He actually joined us as a strategic advisor, and we're building now training courses that are specifically targeted towards our soft skills. So a couple of things that I talked about, we are going to put into like a digestible course to really help people address some of the major gaps that we see in the market, and will really help them to accelerate their career.
Yeah, nice. Can you be a great architect without great soft skills?
It's not going to happen. I mean, let's put it that way. There's definitely a spectrum of soft skills that you need to be better on, and some where you can be worse on. But definitely communication is key, as well as problem solving.
Yeah, and I think that's something that is like I need to make clear when I speak to a lot of people. That's something I really push, because people are so focused on the technical skills and, you know, working on a particular project or getting exposure to a particular cloud or you know, feature or whatnot. But it needs to be a drive of both angles, right? Technical and soft. I think that's the message that people will get from Virtual Dreaming as well at your events.
No, absolutely. I mean, I have a saying, you want to be the most dangerous person in the meeting room, you know, like you want to know enough and you want to have the skills to actually convince people that what you're bringing forward is the right thing. Because your point is all the great knowledge if you don't get a buy-in from your customer.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm really excited for Virtual Dreaming. And if anyone wants to kind of reach out beforehand, because this will go out just before Virtual Dreaming, just hit you up on LinkedIn. Is that probably the best place?
Yeah, absolutely. Just look up Flow Republic, look up Sebastian Wagner, you can find me there.
Cool. And we're aiming for at least 5-star ratings this time, not 4.3 at Dreamforce. I reckon you've got 5-star in you this time.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm going to cherry pick who's allowed to actually provide feedback.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much for the summary of all the sessions. I think there's going to be a huge amount of value in there for everyone, and I'm looking forward to it. So we'll see you there.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talent Hub Talk. If you're enjoying the podcast, we'd love it if you could subscribe and also leave a short review. We're keen for this podcast to reach as many people in the Salesforce ecosystem as possible, and your reviews will help us do that.